Blog Talk Radio.
I thought about it, and the topic for tonight is, do you think
A threesome can make the relationship steamy or cause havoc.
A threesome. What do you mean by havoc? What are you saying by havoc?
Well, the havoc, like, you know, your spouse, male or female, decides that, you know, when you had the threesome, it was real good with that other person. So they may decide to tip off from time to time and have them a little fun without you being there.
Wow.
You know?
Well, you know what? I'm gonna start this off. To each his own, but me, I ain't sure nada. I'm not opening up the door for another female, and I know he ain't gonna go for another male.
I hear that.
So therefore, no. Me, it wouldn't spice up nothing but some fights in my place.
Well, in my opinion, I agree with Steve. To each his own. However, every relationship is different. You know, those who do it, I don't knock them. I have friends that, you know, that do that, and they tell their stories and. You know what? Like I said, to each his own. I hear the stories, and I'm willing to listen. I hear them.
Well, I mean, you know, once again, each is to their own. And I wouldn't knock you if that's something you want, but me personally, no. Because I know if I'm not handling in the business, I'm not doing nothing. I'm not going to do it. So I'm not going to try to open that door for that other person to step in and take over.
Right.
I know that's right. Well, I want to say the lines are lit up. Dons and Divas, the number to call is 646-238-3838. Press 1 to get on the line and speak with us divas, or just hold the line and listen, because it's going to get hot in here. It's already hot. All right, Cougar. But I mean, myself, like I said, I'm just not going to do it. Because I know me, you know, and it can lead to problems.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, some people, they get into that.
Right.
But me,
no. Some people, they, you got to know yourself. You got to know yourself. You got to know your partner.
There you go.
You have to have an understanding. It works for some people. It works
right.
for some
Right.
Not me.
Well, it wouldn't work for me. And I'm too old to be fighting. So, therefore, you know, you're going to have to go and kick rocks because she might do something better than I do. And then, you know, it's a problem.
Right.
So, therefore, I mean, me, I'm saying on me, I refuse. It's not going to spice up nothing but some fights up in here, like I say.
Right.
I ain't never did it. I ain't never been in a threesome. And I'm too old to talk about being in one now.
You know,
I might get flashbacks of some stuff and think about something that happened to me in the past and go off.
But you know, some people, they say, oh, well, you know, it's good, you need to try it, but you know what? It's not for everybody.
No, it's not. If you want to try, you go ahead. But you won't be with me trying it. Look, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. I'm not going there. If somebody's going to end up in jail or hell, as far as I'm concerned. And it's just too much out here in the street now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I ain't trying to have no two women, me and another woman and him, and she called herself doing this and doing that.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, and a lot comes with having that threesome. Because, I mean, you giving that other person to know your spouse and to know you. And you're putting too much outside communication in between your relationship. And, you know, it'll cause a huge problem because you walk in that door one day and you see your spouse or something else, you're going to lose it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how a lot of doors start opening, a lot of problems start having. And like you like you said, somebody going to be either in jail or hell. Because you never know, you never know what that other person may bring. They may bring something nasty. You know, you go to the doctor and wonder what the hell. So, I mean.
But not only that, you know, once you not at home or whatever, you go out of town, she laid up in your bed.
Right. Spending your money.
No, she ain't gonna be spending my money. Cause I ain't leaving none. I ain't leaving none to be spent. She'll be spending his money. Cause somebody gonna catch a case once I get back. So, like I said, I'm too old for this, and I can't do it.
I don't blame you.
I ain't gonna do it. So, you know, hey, like I said, me on that, you got to go.
Yeah.
See, I'm going to think that you got suspicious, and I'm going to feel like you already did it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you better not even ask me about a threesome. I'm a threesome, you all right. 1, 2, 3, out the door.
They start getting that end of the week itch.
Huh? What'd you say?
I said they start getting that end of the week itch.
Oh, man.
Wondering when you going out or when he's going out.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody come back different.
And she be hiding in the bushes waiting for me to walk out.
Oh, boy. There she is. She right there. Yeah. You know? Or he's right there. Yeah, come on, leave. And it's sad, though.
Right.
Yeah, so again, the phone lines are lit up. 646-200-3838. Right now, we're going to go to a song, guys. Because I don't know. I might want them to stay, but then again, I don't know. But anyway, the first song is Stay by Tyrese.
Oh, woo!
Ooh, baby, no one ever said it'd be easy, baby. Yeah. Girl, I wanna take the time and thank you just for putting up with me. And I'm sorry that you even had to deal with me. Even though I made you cry, I wanna make it right. Just give me some time to make it right. I go the extra mile to make you smile and just to make your day. I'll go out my way, I'll do whatever it takes. Baby, promise me you stay, baby. Would you just stay, baby? Over 1,000 times, Said you wouldn't forgive me, but somehow I changed your mind. And now that we're here, I just can't let you go. And now I got you here, baby girl, I gotta let you know. I go the extra mile to make you smile and just to make your day. I'll go out my way, I'll do whatever it takes. Baby, would you just stay? Stay, baby. Baby, won't you stay? I want you to always be my girl. Even though I messed up, ooh, I messed up. You took good care, always took care of me. Baby, would you just stay?
I know I messed up 1,000 times, but I'll do anything to keep you here.
Changed my mind.
We have our first caller of the night. Selena,
alrighty,
Selena, are you there?
I am here. Hello, everybody.
Hey, Selena.
Hey, everyone.
Good evening. GQ Palace Love and Fantasy with the Diva Squad. How are you?
I'm good. How's everybody?
Good, and you?
Good.
Did you hear our topic, sis?
I did. I missed the beginning of the conversation. I came in on probably the first couple of few minutes I missed, so.
Okay.
And what is your take on the topic?
My take on the topic is I agree with what everybody has been saying, that it doesn't work for every relationship. It doesn't work for everybody. I do also agree. I think somebody said that, well, forget about what everybody else said. I personally think that you have to go into it. If you decide to do it with your partner, it has to be definitely a mutual thing. It can't be something that one partner, usually the man, wants more than the other partner. It has to be something that's discussed prior to making that decision. And you have to have a lot of confidence and trust in your relationship.
Yeah.
I know a lot of women try to go into it, you know, for the wrong reasons, like because their man wants them to do it or because, you know, they think it's a good idea. But it has to be something, I mean, you have to, again, confidence and trust. That's like the two key factors in the whole thing. If you don't have either of those or both of those, then it's not going to work.
Right.
You're right about that.
Because I would have no fear as far as the next woman doing something better than me and all that. Like, that is not even an issue as far as I'm concerned. And, again, trust. You got to trust that when you're out of town or something like that, that he's not going to have the next chick in your bed, you know?
Uh-huh.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Men are going to do what they're going to do. Women are going to do what they're going to do. But, I mean, there's a certain level of trust that comes with it.
True.
And if you don't have that, then no matter what you think your relationship is, it's not something that y'all should be doing.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
You're right.
Because, you know, it's a thin line between love and hate.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, you can love that person and do it, and then afterwards, there's hate. So you're going to have to try to figure out in between that line, which part is it that you feel? Is it love or is it hate? But you can't. And I mean, you know, we're sitting here and we're saying the man, but it's also the woman too. Because I'm pretty sure a lot of women have done the same thing. Their man is out of town or at work, and they have the next man in their bed.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe the next woman, because they probably want to swing that way.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you never know.
And you know what? And my thing is this. You cannot blame the other person for what happened.
Absolutely
not. You blame
not.
Each
right.
other
right.
because
right.
you're
right.
both made that
allowed it. Or allowed
right.
it to happen.
Yes.
That's why
right.
I said, me, no. I keep telling y'all, that's my story. I'm sticking to it. Hell to the no.
I mean, you can work
it. You got some great points, Selena. I mean, honestly,
yes.
like you said, if you don't have that trust and if it's not a mutual thing, then it's going to be problems.
Right.
Because somebody's going to regret that they even ever, you know, agreed to do it or whatever.
Uh-huh.
So, you know,
right.
if you're not in agreement with it, or you just doing it to please that man or that woman, then you still got a problem.
Right, mm-hmm. absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
You
it has
know.
To be something that both partners want to do more so than just, you know, doing it for the other partner.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You know,
And I think that's the thing we do as people, that we try to please others as much as possible. But in
right.
the end, sometimes we hurt ourselves or the other person.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it happens every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, threesomes, but that's what people agree and that's what they do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can't
you
say
know.
I'm a part of that. Well, I'm extremely selfish. If it doesn't work for me, it's
Thank
not happening.
Thank you. Thank you.
To me, and that's just... And you know what? Unfortunately, I had to learn the hard way because I haven't always been like that. But that's just what it is right now. If you don't like it, then that's just too big.
Right.
Hey.
And you know, if I'm not satisfying you, you got hey, go.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. I have no problems picking up and keeping it moving.
Thank you. Don't
mm-hmm.
keep me stringing along, thinking that you know I'm number one, and
mm-hmm.
it's number two, three, four, five, and six, or however many.
Uh-huh.
You know, because you don't think that I'm satisfying you. Kick rocks and go.
Oh, no.
I'm a
right.
big girl now. I'm a big girl now. I can handle this. It
mm-hmm.
may hurt, but I will get over you.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Right. Quickly.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And a lot of people base their relationships on, you know, having sex. It's not communication. It's not none of that. It's mainly,
I ain't going to say that I base it. No. No,
some
no.
people do now.
Yeah, some people, yeah.
Right, some do.
I
yeah,
didn't say
yeah,
anything.
That's true.
I said some people.
No, some
okay.
people do. Right.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, and that's a poor way of expressing, you know, your love and
mm-hmm.
a relationship,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Right.
If I can give it to you, you know, every time that you are around, or I got to, like, say, you come over, we can get it in. Oh, no. Because that's all you after.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You know, you
yeah.
can get, excuse my French, but you can get a wet ass anywhere. I can sit in my bathtub and get a wet ass for it. But it is what it is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And again, people, the phone lines are open. The number to call is 646-200-3838. Press 1 to get in on the topic, Professor Divas and Selena, or just kick back and hold the line and get in. So, like I said, this is a great topic, though.
I agree.
It's a good topic, but...
Where are the men at tonight?
What was your
honey,
early,
I
your
don't
early
know,
show?
But I wish they would call.
You know?
Those that are on the line, press 1. Don't be scared. Press 1. Come on with it.
Wow. And you got the divas calling y'all dons out.
Uh-huh.
But
come
you
on,
know,
don't
we
be
always,
scared.
We always take control anyway, so I mean, you know. they be scared to talk to us divas because they know it ain't no win.
I don't know why we be on that niceness. It be nice.
Yeah, we be nice, but we just get it in. We take them there. We be wobbling on them. Yeah. But
you know, and it's crazy. I mean, like Selena was saying, you know, you gotta have trust with your partner.
Yeah.
And
right.
Sometimes, you know, even though you have that trust, sometimes it get lost in transition because, you know, your partner may say, oh, well, you know, they probably won't mind it. You know, it's okay. It's fine. And in the back of your mind, you're saying, even though I trust my partner, will they still do it?
Mm-hmm. But so you know what? I think, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was about to say, I think it's a little more than trust, I think, that goes into it, because you can trust your partner, but everybody is not built for it.
Right.
You know, everybody don't really understand. Like, you can have a partner that you trust 100%, but he doesn't understand the dynamics of how a threesome is supposed to work. Like, he looks at it like, oh, I love my girlfriend, I'm faithful to her, but she allows me to have sex with this other woman, so
uh-huh.
that must
right.
mean that, you know what I'm saying? That must
right.
must mean that I can do this whenever I want to, as long as I tell her. You
yeah.
know what I mean?
Right.
Everybody doesn't understand the dynamics of how it works. So
that's
to
true.
Some people, it's not going to work with that person because they don't really get it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Selena, while
yes?
I have you on the line, what would you say hurts more, the truth or a lie?
You know what? I read that online, and I had to ask myself that. I think, honestly, a lie hurts more only after you find out the truth.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
But you know,
even if it don't make sense, that's how I feel.
Yeah.
Right. You know, but I look at it like this, too, and the worst thing about it, you know, to lie to me, that means I wasn't about nothing. I wasn't even worth the truth. So
see,
you're right, it's going to
mm-hmm.
hurt.
Yeah.
It's going to hurt regardless, like I said, the truth
right.
or lie.
Right, but if
yeah.
you never
like
find
you
out,
say,
this, if you never find out, if you never find out the truth, that lie doesn't hurt, though.
That's true.
Right.
That's true.
Right.
You know, you were walking around smiling and thinking everything is okay, and
right.
you've just been lied to, you know, constantly.
Only uh-huh. if you find out the truth. But otherwise,
right.
that lie feels damn good.
I,
so,
there you go.
It's a double-edged sword.
Right along
right,
with
right.
it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a double-edged sword. But at the same time, I can respect the truth if you've been honest with me. So I think it's a kind of a lose-lose situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with that, too. Wow.
Well, you know, but I'm like you. I'd rather have the truth.
Yeah.
You know, but don't lie to me
right.
because a lie only causes more problems.
It does.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Usually, yes.
Some
I don't me personally.
Can't accept the truth, though.
Right,
some
exactly. That's what I was about
really
to say.
Can't
me
accept the truth.
Right, right.
I'm,
some people really don't want to know the truth.
Exactly.
True. They'd rather
exactly.
live a lie.
Right.
Yeah. Those habitual
you know.
Liars.
Right.
And regardless, if you tell them, you know, hey, I seen so-and-so, you know, doing XYZ. They just friends or, you know, but in
right.
the back of your mind, you know, it can really take a person to another level.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So some people
yeah.
are not strong enough for the truth.
Right, exactly.
I mean, you know, not bringing nothing for nothing. Now, don't really want to bring this up. Look at what just happened with that NFL player.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And they said he was out with a woman right before he went to her.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but that goes into
a
whole nother show. Men think they could do whatever they want to do, and then women are supposed to just stay home and play
thank
housewife.
You. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a whole nother topic.
So he killed her because she was a big girl.
But
he ended up killing
truth,
her
though.
And himself because he was the one doing wrong. Ain't that so?
Right.
Yep. And see, and that's the problem. I say now, I mean, if you're going to commit suicide, if that's something you're going to do,
take your own life.
Exactly.
Right.
Don't put
don't
me in the midst of nothing.
Right, right, right.
Right.
And about the
I mean,
kids
you know,
and all that.
There you go. I mean, this
right.
3-month-old baby had never, ever known
yep.
who her parents were.
Right,
and what
right.
All
right.
for what? And what about the kids that were looking up to this dude as a role model? You
know? Right, right.
Right.
Yeah.
Where do they go now? What do they think now?
Right.
You know, with that being said, we're gonna go to another song, Trust mm-hmm. and Believe by Keisha Cole.
Ooh, that's one of my joints.
When we were together, I held you down. I gave you all of me. But look at us now, thinking of all your excuses, but they don't add up. Now it's so easy to see you don't deserve my love. You pushed me by, you brought me to this.
Put it down with this last album.
Oh, didn't she though?
Mm.
Now,
You know, I didn't hear the last album. I got to check it out.
It just came out like probably like 2 weeks, not even two, 4 weeks ago.
Okay.
Woman to Woman.
Oh, wow.
I
got to go on YouTube.
Get it.
Hey, that's a good place to get it.
She is representing for us women that have been hurt. You hear me? Trust and believe.
Oh, okay. They
Jesus
deserve it, though, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, Dons and Divas, the number to call, 646-200-3838. This topic is getting there. It's been hot.
Mm.
We need you to call us and talk to us. Press 1 if you want to get on the air. So, ladies. Rachel, what you think about the truth and the lie?
Mm.
Which one?
Well, I'm a true believer in honesty is the best policy.
True.
But I'm also one of those people that, or I used to be, I've changed since I've become a woman.
I heard that.
I used to believe, oh, it's not going to happen to me. Oh, yeah, I hear other people's stories. No, it ain't going to happen to me. Oh, yeah, right. It ain't going to happen to me. I would not believe that certain things would happen to me. But then when something tragic would happen, like I got cheated on or walked in on them with the next woman or whatever, the truth hurts. You know?
Yeah,
it does.
So
yeah.
Here I am lying to myself and you know, saying, oh, well, it ain't going to happen to me. And then
exactly,
you know, smack myself in the face with the truth. So.
Right.
But
I'm a firm believer in being honest at all times, especially in, you know, the type of relationship that I'm in now. We started our relationship, the new relationship, you know, strong
mm-hmm.
foundation, first God first, regardless. So if there's going to be a threesome in my relationship now, the only third person is going to be God. And
I know that's right.
That, you know, that's who's holding us up. But honesty at all times, I'm a firm believer. I've lied and I've been lied to, so I know.
We all have.
Mhm.
Oh yeah.
And back in the days, I ain't gonna tell no lie. I'd have told my little, I'd have did my little dirt too. No, I wouldn't. Do you think I'd do that? It wasn't me.
Baby, I love you.
Well, I mean,
famous
I
last
do
words.
Love him at that time, but at that time that I was doing my dirt, I wasn't even thinking about him.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, like you say, Rachel, when you get older, you get wiser.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to anyway.
True.
Now, Jen, what you think?
Jen.
Huh?
Partner. Before you say anything, we got Mike and Shelly on the line.
Oh, no, not Mike.
Oh,
Mike.
Oh,
not
Mike.
Stop, ladies. I've been waiting like a half an hour to go on the air, and y'all got me on standby.
I'm so sorry. That is my fault.
What's up,
so
Mike?
What's up?
And Shelly.
Shelly.
How y'all doing?
Hey, ain't Shelly the one who says something at the beginning of the show, be all quiet near the end, did she want to preach?
We got a few divas like that, so it may be and it may not be.
Leave
it alone.
There
you
go.
Uh-huh.
Hi, little divas.
All right.
Hey.
Did y'all hear the topic?
I did.
Topic.
Yeah.
Did you, Mike?
No, what's the topic?
Okay. The topic is, do you think a threesome can make a relationship steamy or wreak havoc?
It'll make a relationship fucked up. Oh, excuse my friend. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Mike, come on, Mike.
I'm sorry. But a threesome? Now, let's get this straight. Let me explain something to y'all. Now, y'all sit there, y'all say a threesome, right?
Uh-huh.
But you got to realize, if your man having a threesome with you and another female, right? And
mm-hmm.
all of a sudden, you see that female enjoying it more, like, oh, you feel like he's putting more into it, you're going to be mad. Just like a dude. If a dude do a threesome and he see this dude pounding out his girl and she making noise that she never made before, it's gonna be a fight. So why would a threesome make me happy. It ain't gonna make me happy. It's not gonna make me fight. And it's not gonna make me fight. It's gonna make my girl fight. Unless you plan on getting a nigga with a little ding ding, or a female with a large punani, you good. Other than that, you in for problems. You in for problems. You looking to start a fight in a relationship.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
That's what that's all about. Yeah, you're going to start a fight in a relationship.
So
my thing is, a threesome, I think it'll terrorize me. Now, if you a couple that like to swing, then, hey,
uh-huh,
swing from branches and swing from trees. Have a ball. Have a ball. But me personally, that's all right. Keep mine on lock and key. You keep yours and I keep mine. Because I'll be damned if I'm going to have a threesome and say some nigga pounding mine's out and she making noises, is that going to make me what? I'm going to put my table and bust both of them in their face.
To the white meat, right?
Bust their head open to the white meat.
Wait a minute.
Because I'm going to be like, yo, why you never made these kind of noises with me. Where did this noise come from? Maybe you know what you call this dude, Big Daddy. I'm like, nah, that's all right.
Everybody, oh my God, thought.
Everybody hold that thought. We're going to go to the next song. It's Don't Mind by Mary J. Blige.
I don't care, but nobody's shaking. Leave mine alone.
Baby,
about me,
everybody still on the line with us?
Yes, yes.
Yes.
We
Mike.
Have.
Okay, go ahead, Rach.
We got Mike still there.
Yes, I'm still here.
Selena still there.
Yes, I am. I'm here.
Shelly, are you still there? Shelly.
I'm here.
Okay, that's me.
No,
Shelly, what you doing?
We do have an addition.
What are you doing,
we do what? Have an addition. Kia is now joining us. Kia, are you there?
Oh boy. Kia, oh my God.
Hi.
Hush.
I am not arguing with Mike no more. I made that statement. I'm not arguing with Mike no more. I'm convinced anything that comes in his mouth is non-substance, and I do not work well with non-substance people.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Miss Kia.
Before you two get into it, Shelly, you want to give your point of view on the topics?
That's fine. Yeah. As far as the threesomes, I mean, I would say no. I mean, you got to be cut out for that, for one. And then I could see it causing, you know, drama and conflict within the relationship with your partner. I think that you should just leave that alone. But that's just my opinion.
True.
Uh-huh.
Well, what do you think? What do you think about the truth and the lie?
Why are y'all laughing at me?
No, we don't.
So we're not laughing at you.
I think a lie is worse. I think the lie is worse because if you believe in someone and believe in what they say and what they're telling you and then find out that it's a lie, you know, I just think that would hurt more. I think personally a lie would hurt more.
So let me ask you something then, woman. Okay,
let's go.
Your man came up to you.
Mike, you
want to
talk tonight?
If your man came up to you and said, listen, babe, you know, I didn't mean to do it, but I had sex with your best friend. How would you feel?
He got to.
Now he's telling you the truth now.
Again?
He's telling you the truth.
I'm going to jail.
If he told me the truth out the gate, then, you know, it would hurt. But I'm saying if he lied to me about it, then that's something different.
But what if he lied? You'd be like, well, I was told that you was with my best friend. He'd be like, no, baby, I wasn't with your best friend.
Well, I would be hurt either way. I would be hurt by the lie and the truth. So I would be hurt either way.
So that's what I'm saying. Make up your mind. Which one
will help you more? Well, you're going to leave me alone tonight, Mike.
You're
going to leave
me
alone.
Not you, Mike. You didn't answer that question.
What would hurt me more?
Yeah.
See, a lot of people don't know. They think a lie will hurt more, but the truth will actually hurt you more than a lie. You understand? You could sacrifice a lot because people always lie, but when they tell you the truth and it's something that hurts, that will kill you more than somebody lying to you.
Yeah.
No.
Understand?
I can understand that.
That's a lie.
Yeah.
No, I think a lie will hurt more because it's just the fact that you did something and then people walking around seeing you and saying, okay, well, she slept with him or he slept with her. And in the back of your mind, you're like, okay, why is everybody laughing, snickering? And then when you do find out, it's like, okay, what the hell? But you're asking your partner what's going on the whole time. So the lie will hurt more.
So then, you know
what? The truth will hurt more. Because let me explain to y'all females about something here. Like, I don't know who was that was just talking. Like she just said. If you being lied to, right, and everybody's laughing behind your back, you're like, oh, what's going on, such, and then you find out the truth, it hurts,
because
now you're being told the truth. The lie is what kept you safe. The truth is what really brought you down.
You know what, though?
Break it down to me.
The truth hurts and the lie hurts just as much. But what's worse is the act of the cheating.
Right.
The act of, you know,
period.
The act. So regardless, we're going to have to deal with the truth or the lie. But you know what? Looking at the bigger issue, it's the act in itself, really, that's the most, you know, the most damaging. Right?
I mean, yeah.
That's only if you find out the truth after the lie.
Well, I mean, we're talking about from the outside looking in, like we already know.
I prefer to be told the truth. Tell me the truth. If you're doing this, dude, or something going on, let me know the truth. Because if I find out it's a lie, I'm going to bust your head open.
Exactly.
Here we go.
You're going to wipe me.
I'm going to bust it straight open.
Kia.
Where's Kia? She, oh, I thought Kia got scared of that.
Hey, Doug, did you hear the topic?
Yeah, I was just hearing the topic just now, looking at it on the computer.
Okay. What is your input on both of them?
My input,
that's,
I think they both hurt the same way.
Uh-huh.
Because...
Oh, Lord.
The lie... the lie hurts both the person telling the lie and the person who is being lied to. And then you can have it where the truth always come out once the lie is exposed. So it goes both ways.
Mm. All right, Kia, let me ask you something.
What about the threesome?
Threesome? Please, I'm not no damn threesome.
What, spice up your relationship with a threesome?
I'm the ham? I don't need a threesome to spice up my relationship. Do it actually look like I need a threesome to spice up my relationship? Oh, my God. My question, please. I don't think so. I think it's that person who the personality of that person. Because if you don't have any personality, then maybe you do need something to spice up your relationship. But me, I don't need help.
Okay, what are you in love with that dude that's a swinger? And he'd be like, yo, babe, let's do something.
See, that's why I wouldn't be in love with that dude.
You can't control who you fall in love with.
No, I can't control who I fall in love with.
How
do
you control
who you fall in love with? You are fooling yourself. You have to fall in love with.
We have someone else on the line. Are y'all listening?
Yes.
Okay, we have an addition. We have Rita. Rita, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Another damn female.
Another damn female.
Hey, Rita. Good evening. Good evening, Rita. Rita, welcome to Harry Palace Love and Fantasy with the Diva Squad. Did you hear the topic tonight, Rita?
Yes, I did.
And what is your take on it?
The threesome, yes, I would do.
That's a damn shame.
Oh,
yes.
If I could have.
Damn
shame. If I could have two men, yes.
Oh, damn.
All righty then.
You little freaky dicky. You know what? It's a damn shame.
I think there's nothing wrong. My thing is this, okay? People say, okay, to spice it up, but at the same time, if my man is going to let me have another man in the bedroom, all right, so I guess that tells me what my man thinks of me.
Okay. So, that means your man's a damn fool.
Right.
That means your man's a damn fool. Sorry.
look, a damn fool that's going to watch his wife get banged out by somebody else. Okay.
Exactly.
That means your man's a fool.
Maybe he knows that he ain't doing it right.
And that's why he's a damn fool.
Yeah.
If her man let some dude in the room with him, like she said, I ain't never heard that before. So if my man let me, what real man gonna let another guy smash his woman?
What woman is gonna allow another woman into her bedroom? It's the same.
Yes. Yeah,
Mike.
Yeah, Mike.
It's the same.
Y'all women is sneaky like that. Let me tell you something.
Y'all women. So when my man.
Y'all women is freaky like that.
Mike,
y'all women will allow another
Mike,
man in the bedroom. It's just like I go in the club, you got sneaking off and doing one night stand and come back home with your man.
Mike, hold on. Mike.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, can we have a bear up in here? A boom.
What I was saying was before I was rudely interrupted by Mike, of course.
Oh, here we go. Mike again.
Mike.
Again this week. Okay. Now, when my man asked me for a threesome, I said, sure. Are you looking for two females? He said, yeah. I said, okay, so if you want two females, I want two males. Plain and simple. If you can have it, I can have it.
Right.
There you go.
What did your man tell you when you told him that?
When we sat and we talked about it, he was pretty much like, oh, you know, two females will be good. I said, okay, but two males will be better.
what your man told you when you said that?
I wanted to know what the details of it was. So just to share with you, Divas, that in his mind, the threesome was, okay, me with another female, and he gets to join in. So me and the female are going to go at it, and then he wants to be able to smash both females. So I said, okay, well, if that's the case, you don't got to touch the man. Well, let me go at it with the man first.
You told your man that and you still walking?
Yes, I am. I'm walking and
talking.
and still throwing them legs up, right, Rita?
That's right. And every week I left.
You go, girl.
I don't know, Rita. But if your man talking like that, and he pausing when you said something about having another dude, you better leave that dude alone because something ain't right.
No, I'm gonna keep him right there because everything is correct. If you told your man
you want to have a threesome with another dude, And he ain't say nothing, something ain't right. Because ain't no real man going to let you have no threesome with no dude.
So when he said to me he want one with two females, he's still walking and talking. What's the difference?
I think there's a difference.
He's a man. That's the difference. Let me explain something to your female.
You hot.
Now. Y'all females gotta realize, no, serious, real talk. Y'all females gotta realize that's a double standard in a situation like that. Because if a man chooses to deal with like five or six females, what does she call? A player. If a woman decides to deal with six or seven females, they are called a what?
A hoe.
But you know what? She's a very experienced hoe. How about that?
There's no such thing as an experienced hoe.
If
you're a hoe,
hold that phone.
And I bet you.
We're going to go to the next song, Adorned by Miguel.
Ah! That's my jam.
I don't know, but she don't sound too proper.
Hello? I am a subconscious. Don't be afraid. Leave yours for too long. Supreme. Say, I can't really think. What? You be my friend, my friend. Say, I can't really think. What? You be my friend, my friend. Say, I can't really think. What? You be my friend, my friend. Say, I can't really think. What? You be my friend, my friend.
my love for you, baby.
I am.
So, Rita.
Yes.
Rita, what do you think about the truth or a lie hurting? Which one hurts the most?
You know what? A lie. Because I cannot stand a lying ass man. I'm sorry.
Exactly.
I cannot.
A
lying
person, period.
No, I'm going to say a man because I'm a woman. So I'm going to say a man when it comes down to relationship. I cannot stand a lying ass man. I can't. Because you know what? My thing is, tell me the truth and let me decide what I'm going to do.
Exactly.
Don't sit and lie to me in front of my face. And then when I hit you with it, then you're like, well, that never happened. Or you can't prove that it happened. Okay, I don't have to be there in the bedroom or be there in your presence to know you're lying to me, you know.
True.
There's facial expressions, there's body language, you know, that shows that the person is lying to you. I can't stand to be lied to by anybody.
That's why I'd rather see somebody face-to-face. And to get
y'all
them
need to just, oh my God, y'all females killing me.
You're killing yourself.
I'm killing me with this. Y'all killing me.
But think of it this way, okay? You'd rather the person tell you the truth up front in front of your face. Yes, it's going to hurt, but that's the truth. You know what I'm saying?
I'd rather the person be truthful with me. Yes. Be truthful with me. Let me know the truth.
No.
Don't lie to me.
Exactly. So what's the difference between what you said and what I said, Mike? Nothing. We said the same exact thing.
You know what, Rita? You're a real smart dude. You know what I mean?
You wouldn't split none to the white meat.
Nope. Now.
You'd be trying to maybe split that ussy to the white meat, but you ain't gonna split none there.
You know what? Y'all some real smart.
Divas.
Divas. Brandon said divas, baby.
Mike knows we're right.
But wait a minute, Mike. Why you ain't got no comment to send no ussy to the white?
What is Mike talking about?
A comment for everybody. Let me tell you, y'all women are so sneaky. Y'all like little cats. That's what y'all are. That's all you see, y'all. Exactly. I bet my kid. And you meowing.
Okay, but the men taught us, though. We learned from the men.
You know what?
I am not sneaky. I don't need to be sneaky.
Everyone is sneaky.
No. Let's put it this way. Women
yourself.
Are just as sneaky as
Word.
Men are.
Word.
Right. Yes. Men
create
the game. Women
just
upgraded it.
You know what? Because we having so much fun, I want to see Mike do the cat daddy, but doing it with the wobble. Let's wobble a little bit. Let's get that wobble in, Divas and Mr. Mike.
Wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, yeah. Wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble. like Congo, man. I'm shaking the city like Quake. The haters blue in the face like Congo, cause I'm breaking the cake, so let's bake. I'm taking the game's mine. Y'all witness the change, it's my time. Yeah, I'm new to the game, but y'all might wanna say you whack rap, stay light, save the time. I can dance, homie, I don't choose, yeah. Y'all looking at something like a truth, yeah. A girl told me that a man that can dance might can possibly get down with the tool in his pants. Now I'm a lady, let me see it vibrate. And when it's over, you ain't gonna need your bird. Now I'm a pro, make you bend your back low, then the pound it real fast, just like the percolator.
Wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, yeah. Wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, yeah. Wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, yeah. Wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble,
yeah. Get it now, yeah, yeah. Get it now.
Can I finish? just from personal experience from having friends, girlfriends, and people I know, that's just how it is. Most females won't admit to it, especially to other people, but behind closed doors, those are the main ones that are doing it. So,
right. You're absolutely right.
Well, so to ask that question, you would get a real, like I said, not from the show, but a real inaccurate answer.
I would have one. I just haven't had one yet.
Well, I have another
long
caller on the line.
Man,
we have LJ on the line. LJ, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
What's
LJ?
Hello.
You gotta like women too. You can't just like the pole in the hole. You gotta like pussy too.
But you gotta. That's if you have it with two women. If you have it with two men, it's different.
What?
He said if you have a threesome with two women, you gotta be into women. You gotta like both.
I disagree.
A straight woman having it with two men, although personally, I mean, no reason to lie to people on the chat line because I'm never ever gonna see y'all again. But I'm too selfish. I want my man to myself, and I like a more one-on-one relationship.
I ain't mad at you. But when it comes down to my man, I don't want to have to share him.
There
exactly. So, LJ, you know exactly what I'm saying when I say you don't want to see your man pounding out another female making all these noise and you feel like he's doing it better than her than he was doing it with you. Am I right?
No, it's not about that.
Well, you know what?
Lying
to me, but then y'all lying on a national radio show telling people it's bad business.
You know what? It's your ego that makes you want to feel like, hey, you thinking that you're throwing it down with another woman, when actually, in all actuality, that other woman probably pretending and making noises that ain't real, just like I would be doing.
We're talking about your man, though.
Go ahead,
LJ. We're talking about your man that you probably have sex with.
And you know what? Like LJ was saying, that if a woman does the threesome with another woman, that means she goes that way. So then
I
mean, we have to go. But wait.
Listen to what I'm saying.
If that's what you're saying, that a woman would have to like the other women, so that means if a man agrees to another man, that means that man is attracted to another man or comfortable with another man.
No. He's not touching the other man. The other man is for me and for my extra pleasure.
But you're not understanding what I'm saying.
I am understanding what you're saying, but my man is not into men. I'm giving you the example of, no, when he says yes and I can have it, then that's it. I'm going to have it.
Your man is a punk.
Say what you want to say.
I'm sorry, your man is a punk.
Shorty.
Why you gotta be a punk though?
Because like I said, ain't no real man gonna sit there and watch no other man pound out.
I agree. Listen.
I'm going to keep it real with you. Will y'all shut up and listen for a minute?
Ain't no real man.
Ask your man. If you got a
real
man.
I agree with Mike.
I disagree.
I agree with him.
I disagree.
Ain't no real man going
to
do that.
To me, when you really, really got feelings for somebody and you love them, you don't want to see them making love with somebody else, whether it's a man or a woman.
Exactly. I agree with Mike,
but
exactly.
I also feel that women don't look at it the same way.
What do you mean?
Some women. I don't think that women look at the whole threesome situation as the same way as men look at it.
But see, that's
first
why you
of
guys,
all, first of all,
guys
first of all, men got this
standard again. Like, to me, it's
right,
like
that is true,
point
but
time, it's gonna come a point in time where women and men are gonna be like, you know what? If she just smashed five dudes, then go ahead, player. Okay, I'm not mad at you. And if men go out and smash five females, guess what? Go ahead, player. But guess
okay,
what? Out of five men are having it with that woman, with that girl, I best believe he not calling her no hoe while he's getting it.
Okay, but
like
men also got this whole ego thing going on that they can't ever get past.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're right.
Exactly.
You're right.
Men,
so,
speaking of men,
thing
I think
is,
we have another male on the line. Speaking of men, I
well,
think
bring
we
him
know,
on.
God.
Because my thing
Penny.
Is, if your man is doing that, look out for him. Go to the village. He might be down there.
Penny.
Well, look,
we
have
Penny
on the line.
Usually
here.
True. Usually true.
Hold
on.
Hold on.
Penny. Penny, are you there? Penny.
Yes, I am here.
Hey, Kenny.
Hi.
Kenny.
I got a mail on the
line. Hello, Kenny.
Hey, how you doing? How you doing? What you laughing at, Tammy?
he called you Tammy.
I know, right? I've never met
him. He did say he's great to government.
Hey, see, I am T tonight.
Edwin name.
Let me find out, Tammy.
Got an alias, Tammy.
I mean, everybody's talking at one time. I can't hear.
We're sorry.
Did you hear the topic, Casey?
Yeah, I heard the topic where it's something about threesome.
Huh?
Yes. Okay. Do you think a threesome can make the relationship steamy or wreak havoc?
Well, I would have to say wreak havoc.
Okay. And why is that?
Why?
Reason being is somebody's going to get mad or jealous at the other.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to cause problems. If you having a threesome and one of the women or men, whichever the case may be, you are in a relationship with, they're going to eventually get mad about it because something is going to happen that they're not going to like. And it's going to cause problems in the relationship.
Exactly. Yeah, somebody's going to get it better than the one that they were home with. That's the problem. But if the man is confident in themselves, they're going to put it down no matter what.
It ain't about confidence. It's about a man's pride. Let me ask you something.
One at a time, please.
Mike's not letting me finish.
I know. Mike.
Okay, I ain't saying nothing.
Man, Mike, just let somebody else talk.
Go ahead, Rita.
What I'm saying is, if before you even enter into the threesome, if you are confident and secure within yourself, you're going to put it down no matter what.
Uh-huh.
You're not going to be concerned with, okay, she's making loud noises. Okay, but guess
what?
Nine times out of ten, she might be faking it.
Right.
Okay, but even if she's not, when it's all said and done, it doesn't matter. Her ass is going home.
Exactly.
Who cares?
Can I say something?
Can I ask her to go? She's about to get out of the bed and go her ass home.
Let me ask y'all something.
Hold on.
Distrust, are you thinking that, okay, if we're inviting somebody else into our relationship, what makes it, does it stop right here? Or when this threesome is over, why can't we talk to other people? We're not keeping it just between me and you. What are we going to keep on adding people?
There's an understanding in the beginning, and everybody knows what page everybody is on, and
exactly.
You got to do it only with somebody who knows how to play the game. That's it.
I'm not playing no type of game. I'm not for no threesome. I'm not playing no type of game. Maybe some of these women, they like it. Me, Kia, no way. We having a threesome in my relationship.
Rita says
guess what? If we have the threesome and we both enjoy it, let's have a threesome. As long as we're both happy with it. Come on.
Well, listen, like, Mike says if you have a real man, what real man, regardless of the fact, you think a real man going to sit there and let you pound his girl and then got to see the nigga balls and all that?
Absolutely not.
What man
absolutely
gonna,
not.
What man
not.
Gonna go
what?
All that?
What female,
no,
what
absolutely not.
What is going to allow you to smash
you got a real
friend
in a situation
like that?
Right?
So, I mean, think about it. You're quick to say,
can y'all
tell
Rita to be quiet for a minute? She want to talk through the whole show.
I'm helping you, Mike. with your example, you said real men. I'm saying what real woman is going to allow her man to smash another female right in front of her?
Exactly.
But I'm saying you got to realize. Let me explain something to you. You got females out here. If a nigga is banging them correctly, they will do anything that that dude says.
Now you know what? I'm not making sense.
I'm being dead serious. Mike, hold on.
Kenny want to say something.
That's it. I ain't talking no more. That keeps stopping me.
I'm not even in there.
I can only go by past experience. Okay. I've had a threesome three times in my life.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
I had Kenny with the band
self. And each time, you know, I consider it as my mistake. I was in a relationship with somebody that wanted to do that. But the problem I had was
I'm in your room.
The second person that's involved in it, they was catching feelings.
Okay.
And I always had that problem. So I'm going to have a threesome. I'm not going to be in a relationship. And if I'm in a relationship and I'm going to have a threesome, the person, my partner, is not going to be involved in
it. Could I
wait. What?
Did
you say all three times you had that same problem?
Yes.
Wait, if
she had the same problem all three times, I don't know.
Let me, I was
stupid, really. I mean, it wasn't the same girl that I had this with. The first one, when I did the threesome, and the other girl got feelings about it, they were friends, they got in an argument, and we ended up breaking up. Wow.
Wait, who was friends? Her and the dude was friends?
No, her and the girl.
No, that ain't happening.
I'm not understanding. Who was friends?
The two girls that I was in a relationship with one. They were friends. They wanted to do this. But my girlfriend at the time, friends caught feelings about it. And I was getting phone calls and messages from her more than I was getting from my girlfriend. Then my girlfriend found out. Because I told her,
damn.
And then she got mad, and then they got into it with each other, and then I'm trying to figure out how I got involved, and y'all want to do it.
Okay,
basically, the same thing happened the other two times. That's why I can't do that. If I'm in a relationship, that ain't happening. I can't do that because it causes too many problems.
Uh-huh. What do you think hurts more, the truth or a lie?
The truth.
Wow.
Wow.
It does. Because you'll sit up there and you'll put your game face on. Yeah, you all right with it. But deep down, it's really bothering you.
Yeah, true.
Really bothering you.
You'd rather them lie to you than tell you the truth?
No, I prefer the truth to be told to me.
Right, but do you think the truth hurts more than the person telling you a lie and then you finding out the truth?
I do.
Well, yeah, okay, I'll go with that.
Okay.
I just understood what you were saying. Okay, I'll go with that. But, you know, if that's going to happen, you know, if you're going to have a threesome like that, I mean, there's some serious talking need to be going on.
Right. Prior to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
No, not three.
Just the two.
Yeah, just the two. They got to lay down. Just the two. Nobody cares about the third. Just the two.
Right.
But I'm looking at the situation I was in. The third had feelings.
Maybe that's what you messed up. That's your problem. The third shouldn't have a say so on anything.
Right, she's irrelevant.
But that's the
Exactly.
That's
she's very irrelevant.
It's supposed to have been that way, But she was starting to call me. She was starting to send me messages. And
she shouldn't even have your number.
Exactly.
She shouldn't even have your number.
No number involved.
They were
That's problem number one. No, that's problem
right.
number one.
What?
The other female should never have the male's contact info. The male should never have the other female's contact info. That should all be done through the female, period. That's it.
Exactly.
There should be no reason they need to communicate other than what y'all doing, and that's just it.
Like
right.
There should be like a rule book, like a written rule book or some shit.
All right, one at a time, guys.
Before this threesome started, my girl used to call me and say, "Look, go pick such and such up and take her."
You got messed up.
She gave her the number so she could call me to ask me to come pick her up. This, that, and the other thing. Okay. Then all of this evolved. We were sitting there one day. Everybody was drinking and all that. And then they wanted to try this.
See.
So it happened. Okay.
But you know what, Kenny? Where you went wrong is when she walked in the room, you should have said, you know what? We're going to have this threesome. I'm going to smash your brains out. And you're going to leave.
You're going your ass home. That's it. Exactly.
You thought that the third time was a charm.
Oh my God.
Everybody hold that phone. We're gonna go.
Kenny, you messed that whole thing up, Kenny.
Everyone hold that thought. We're going to go to Maybe I Deserve by Tank.
I'm trying to figure out how I messed the whole thing up.
Do you mind if I tell the truth? I'm begging y'all.
Tell the truth.
No. Do wonder who's calling so damn late for you to say I'm tripping, just a homie from a place. Don't he know it's 1 o'clock in the morning? Say it's cool, baby, it's cool. Maybe I deserve for you to say he's coming into town. He was just wondering. You and him could hang out. I don't like it, but I know I gotta trust you. It ain't cool, cause I know it's true. Maybe I deserve for you to go out and find some other guy.
Maybe I deserve
for you to stay out with them all night.
Maybe I deserve
for you to do all the things I did to you.
Maybe I deserve.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, for you to go out and find some other guy. For you to stay out with them all night. For you to do all the things I did to you. Oh yeah, oh yeah. For you to put on a sexy dress. To ask you who the hell you trying to impress. For you to laugh it all like it ain't nothing. I know it's something. Maybe it's nothing here. To sit at home and wonder where you are. Is it kissing you, touching you, holding you? What? Take a drink to help ease my mind. I wanna be mad after all those times.
Maybe
I deserve for you to go out and find some other guy.
Maybe I deserve
for you to stay down with them all night.
Maybe I deserve
for you to do all the things I did to you.
Maybe I deserve.
Oh yeah.
Maybe I
oh yeah.
Yeah.
For you to stay out with them all night.
So she included you.
Exactly.
So
thank you for your time.
I didn't say
Did I not say on this second one, she wanted to experiment with it?
Experiment.
Okay.
She had been experimenting before that.
She was experimenting way before that. She was bumping a lot of coochie.
Exactly. And because you were her boyfriend, she just happened to bring you in because it was fun for her and her girlfriend.
I don't know.
That was fun for her and her girlfriend. It wasn't fun for her and you. It was fun for her and her girlfriend. You just happened to be her boyfriend. She brought you in. So that's why it was a yes every time, because it wasn't about you. It was about them.
And she was trying to make it look like it wasn't anything going on with them too. She wanted you to think it was about you,
but it was totally not about you. You wasn't even barely a part of that.
Right. Pretty much they used you for your tool, but it could have been
anybody.
You were just a booty call.
Okay.
That's all it was about.
So do I suppose to feel used right now?
Yes.
You know what? At this point, as a man, you're supposed to feel worse than you.
You're supposed to feel worse than you right now.
I am so hurt for that.
Definitely worse than you.
I can take it or leave it.
But nowadays, being in a relationship,
I would never go that way. I would never go that route.
Because you are the man that was used. That's why.
Well, Kimmy, let me ask you something. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was about to say he's the man that was used, so of course he's gonna feel that way because it wasn't in his favor.
I tried to tell you, Ken, they're going to get on you. You ain't one of them. Hold on.
They can get on me all they want. But I got my rocks off. And they'll try to be rolling their eyes the whole time.
And they got numerous times before and after you.
They probably was rolling their eyes the whole time you was doing your thing.
Like, I wish you would hurry up. Look, it's all good. They can roll their eyes. They can do whatever they want to do.
You definitely got yours. Okay.
Yep, but real quick, tell your boys. Because you heard how we came on the show, right?
I had three threesomes. Right, exactly. What man can say that? Somebody who ain't putting it down right.
Somebody who ain't putting it down right.
There were too many people talking. I didn't catch that.
In other words, the ussy was better than your ick. Okay?
Exactly, that's exactly what it was.
They're not even trying to downfall to manhood, dog.
The average man ain't having three threesomes in a whole lifetime, except for somebody who ain't putting it down right.
They're trying to take your manhood, Ken. No, he gave us his manhood.
He gave us his manhood by telling that story. For real?
Oh my God! Because I know my manhood is strong.
Okay, all right. Hold up, everybody, hold up. You feel that way doesn't mean a thing.
Hold up,
I tell you.
Okay, all right.
Everybody, hold up. Listen, to make yourself proud, Kenny. We gonna play Drake featuring Nicki Minaj. Everybody hold a line.
He's tripping.
I like a woman with a future and a past. A little attitude problem, all good, it'll make me laugh. Don't make it too easy, girl, don't take it too fast. Yeah, that's it right there, that's it, do it just like that. Only you could do it just like that. And I love it when your hair's still wet, cause you just took a shower. Running on a treadmill and on the inside it. Sound so smart, like you graduated college. Like you went to Yale, but you probably went to Howard, knowing you. Weekend in Miami, trying to study by the pool. Couple things do, but you always get it done. Might have been a time where I loved her too, but you take that away and you always been the one. maybe it's just right for the night. You said coming on too strong, girl. They want you in their life as a wife. That's why you wanna have no. That's why you wanna protest. Why you wanna fight for your right? Cause you don't love them boys. Run they think they know. I know things get hard, but girl, you got it, girl, you got it. There you go. Can't you tell by how they looking at you everywhere you go? Wondering what's on your mind. It must be hard to be that fine when all these motherfuckers wanna waste your time. It's just amazing, girl, and all I can say is I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. Everything's adding up. You've been through hell and back. That's why you're bad as fuck. And you
better am. All of them, I'm better than. Mansions in Malibu, Babylon. But I never mention everything I dabble in. And I always ride slow when I'm straddling. And my so bad, you gotta paddle in. Gotta row, gotta roll your boat. It's Pink Friday, rock out on the RBO. Then this the pop out on the realest deal. The best legal team, so the deals is ill. That's Mac OPI in the fragrance too. Apparel, I'm dominating every avenue. Cobblestone, good view, little gravel too. Gotta pay for the underage travel too. Cause I flip, fly, I'm flying high. Ain't got time to talk, just high and vibe.
I know things get hard, but girl, you got it, girl, you got it, there you go. Can't you tell by how they looking at you everywhere you go? Wondering what's on your mind, it must be hard to be that fine. When all these motherfuckers wanna waste your time, it's just amazing, girl, and all I can say is I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. Everything's adding up, you've been through hell and back. That's why you're bad as fuck, and you know you are. Everything's adding up, you've been through hell and back. That's why you're bad as fuck, and you know you are.
Talking now, let me just talk and you can get it right back.
Listen. That woman was telling the other woman, I'm so proud of you, baby, that the way you held out from KC. Oh. But listen, while everybody is on the line, I want to mention that we have, like, 6 different shows every week on Friday, Love and Entertainment from 6 to 9 with our host Rich Money, Sunday, Spiritual Sunday, 7 to 9 with Lavina Polite and her co-host, Pastor Sanders. On Mondays, Love, Lies, and Loyalty, 7 to 9, host Steph Dallas. After his show, Relationship, Lies, and Deceit, 9 to 10, Dr. Feelgood. On Tuesday, GPS Sports, 8 to 10, the host, The Mayor. On Wednesdays, none other but the Diva Squad, Love Fantasy from 8 to 10 with Jen, Tammy, and, oh, look, got me saying Tammy. Anyway, with Rachel, Jen, and T. So make sure that you tune in to these shows. You will enjoy them because all of them are out of this world. Okay, Mike. Oh, my.
Yes, I'm here.
Why are you so quiet?
Hold up.
I'm here. Every time I talk, y'all cut me off.
Okay, wait a minute. Let me say this then. I'm going to let you get back on the platform, Mike. This Friday, we will have the former lead singer, Jesse, from the Force MD from 8:15 to 9 p.m. So make sure that you tune in Friday. Okay, Mike, you have the floor, my man. Let's go.
I want to know why y'all was getting on my man Kenny like that.
Because you
explains exactly why.
I tell you why. She ain't getting it.
Now, you know let me say something.
Oh, that must be the girl Rita again, long-winded.
Yes,
nobody
is.
Say nothing. She's going to talk to the end of the show.
Penny, let me tell you where you went wrong. You came on the show. You like, I had three threesomes.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
And like he was the man.
Exactly, like he was the man, right?
Right. And then he started breaking down each threesome.
So, listen, if he had three threesomes,
that
was six different females. What's wrong with that? He came on and talked about he had three threesomes, then he started breaking it down. And it was all crap.
Exactly.
The reason was to let you know why.
We
it's
already
not,
know the reason.
It's not good
we
to
know
do
why,
that.
Kenny.
You already told us why, Kenny.
And that's not skills, and believe me, we don't want it. I'm just saying.
Exactly. Because it was bullshit to begin with.
Give him an applause for his effort.
Kenny, you get an E for effort. You get an E for effort.
I appreciate that very much, I ain't mad at you, babe.
You did your thing, rock solid, hard, raw, dog.
Oh,
and I ain't mad at you.
Mike, you ever had a threesome? She's mad about it.
That's what it is. What?
Mike, you ever had a threesome? Are you kidding?
I ain't doing no threesomes, nah.
It's too much things going out here nowadays. I'm talking about back in the day.
Me and my man did a shorty, so it was no problem.
Hold up, another caller. Bring the caller up, and we do want to get all the callers in.
We have Casey on the line. Casey, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, Casey.
Another female.
Let her have her turn.
Did you hear the topic? Okay, I heard something about threesome, but what's the question again?
All right. The question is, do you think a threesome can make a relationship steamy or wreak havoc?
Havoc? Why? Because females, we can be real sensitive, you know what I mean? I can't stand, I wouldn't be able to tolerate looking at my man with somebody else or a female doing my man. I don't care if it's a blowjob. I don't care what it is. Wait a minute.
Whoa, I heard that.
And then knowing that's not even my profession, so I'm going to get real jealous because she's doing a real good. And then I'm on the way. You know what I'm saying?
Why are you having a threesome?
And because that's not my career, he gonna like it. You know what I'm saying? And then, or vice versa. You know what I mean? Yeah, he might have to be hurt or whatever, or whatever it might be. But you know, unless I'm that type of female and it's a mutual thing. But you said relationship keyword to me, and I couldn't be in a relationship. And do something like that. I'm not no porn star. I don't know.
I hear you. But you don't have to be a porn star, but don't you think that because
sounds like
you know,
she needs to get a head game up.
Exactly.
You know what? Drama. I
heard
drama.
Okay. Unfortunately, guys, we are running out of time, and we're gonna go around the board. I'm gonna let the other host. Go around the board and get everybody's input on their last thoughts on this topic, these topics.
All right. I'm going to start off with the first caller. Selena, what is your final take on tonight's topic?
on tonight's topic. I think it was a great topic, great show. I think
thank
I
you.
Said pretty much everything I felt about it. I think a whole lot of stuff, but in a nutshell, like I said from the beginning, it doesn't work for everybody, and everybody is not built for it. So you got to base it on a relationship-to-relationship basis. And if you do plan to do it, you have to have a lot of trust and confidence in yourself, or else it's not going to work. I mean, if you know your head game ain't on point, then don't bring another female into the relationship, because head game nine times out of ten is going to be better than yours. You're going to be insecure about it. So
a whole lot of factors.
There has to be a whole lot of factors that go into the whole threesome thing. So just consider it and really think about it and know your partner before you go into it and know yourself.
You know what? Go!
Okay, Mike, what is your final go, Selena girl.
You know what? My final vote is that what she just said is bogus. All right? It ain't about no
head game. Why is that, Mike?
Did I interrupt anybody when they were talking? And all that stuff is talking about interrupting me.
Yep,
y'all been telling me to shut up.
Wait, I can't hear you, Mike.
People. Okay, now, can I say something without people talking now? Can I have the airway for a minute? All night, y'all been telling me, Mike, be quiet. Mike, somebody else coming on. Mike, don't say nothing. Now,
okay, but
what
wait,
I want to say here is,
if you're going to direct something towards me directly, give me the opportunity to respond after you're done.
No, it's my time to talk. You respond already.
I said after.
All right, guys, come on.
That's fine. Now, like I was saying, ain't my fault. You should have waited until I went. Now, like I was saying.
So
his response was said, she said your head game should be tight. It's not about no head game. It's about knowing your partner. And if you know your partner, you know your partner will not put up with something like that. First of all, a threesome is not appropriate for a person in a real relationship, because it's going to start conflict and it's going to be a bad situation coming up.
Be
quiet,
right.
Please. It's going to be a bad situation. Now, if you're in a relationship with somebody, just like I said earlier, you don't want nobody to see them banging out your spouse. It's not proper. It's going to start bad frictions in a relationship. It's not about giving good head. It's not about giving bad head. It's not about piping a person down right or anything like that. It's about knowing your stuff. If you're a single person and you do a threesome, cool. Do your thing.
Do what you have to do.
Make it happy. Live
yeah.
life well. Go for a dog.
Yeah, Mike.
Do what you
got to
do.
Be
take a deep breath, baby.
Right, you ain't got to, Mike, why you get so hostile?
He's feeling some kind of way.
I'm trying to hurry up before y'all cut me off the air. Plain and simple, be with the spouse, be happy, and don't do no threesome. And let me explain to you, the truth hurts more than a lie. Now.
Okay. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Mike. You freaking rock.
Shelly, what is your,
yeah. I say no to the threesomes, and a lie hurts worse than the truth. That's all I got to say. And you guys do a good job, Diva.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Kia, are you still there? What is your final take?
Well, I'm sorry. Wait a minute. I'm sorry.
Kia?
I'm not in agreement with threesomes. That's to each his own. And Mike, don't let me slap you through this phone.
Girl, I'm with you. We online for that.
It depends on a lie, a truth, whatever. A lie can care who tells it. So the truth will hurt. But threesome, no way. That's up to whoever. Each his own. But not with Kia. No threesome.
Is LJ still on the line?
LJ, are you there?
She probably hung up on the nonsense.
Okay, Rita. Hey, yes. What is your final take on the topic tonight?
Oh boy.
I agree with Selena. I'm sorry, I agree. You have to be very secure within yourself, and everything that you do has to be on point before you allow someone else to come into your home. And to me, that goes for if you're in a relationship or if you're single. Either way, you got to make sure that everything you do is up to par. If it's not, you're in a bad situation.
Right.
As far as the truth hurt or a lie, I think that the lie hurts more. The truth is going to hurt, but yes, the lie is going to hurt even more to me because you're lying to me in front of my face. Mike, put a sock in it.
Okay, is Kenny still?
Oh,
Kenny.
My turn
Kenny?
Now?
Yes.
Okay.
Kenny still
well,
here?
My take on this is if you're in a serious relationship with somebody, whether they want to do that or not, don't do it. Because all it's going to do is cause
work
problems.
Out.
Kenny's scarred for life.
Y'all let the man speak.
When it comes to threesome, if I'm in a serious relationship with somebody, that's not going to happen.
But Kenny was in a serious relationship and it happened and it didn't work out well. So.
I was 7 years old. I'm 50 now.
I got
okay,
your back, Kenny.
Okay.
Even
so
if you were
65,
even
anyway.
If you're talking back in the day.
Hey,
even if you were 65,
anyway.
I got your back.
Was that your final thought, Kenny?
Well, as far as the truth and the lie, the truth hurts more because even when you lie, the truth is going to come out and it's going to hurt.
Yes. Okay, Casey, are you still on the line?
I'm right here.
Okay, you want to give your final thought on it?
Well, my final thought is that now each is wrong, you know what I mean? I can't knock nobody, you know what I mean? No, you don't have to be a porn star or anything. Yeah, you do have to be on point. If that's what the relationship, if that's what they agree on, they're
right.
Fine, you know what I mean? But, you know, it was thought of and talked about in the very beginning of my relationship, but I just can't see it happening. You know what I mean? Not that I'm a jealous female. Fuck, he got eyes he don't see, and he can look, you know. But when it comes down in the bedroom, that's between me and him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't invite nobody in my, you know, as a group like that. You know, to me, I don't think it's healthy. Now, it could be for some people, you know,
yeah.
But I don't agree with it. I don't agree.
Oh, okay, that's cool. Is there any more of the callers that we missed before we go to our host?
No, I think we got them all.
Okay, Jen?
Yeah,
I
didn't
hear that girl
here.
Shelly say nothing. You see, that girl Shelly always quiet. Shelly, where'd you go?
Oh, come on.
Shelly did say something.
Oh,
my God,
something.
Hold on. I said my piece. Don't even go there with Shelly tonight. Do not. And I didn't have any yet, so do not. Do not.
Shelly spoke. Shelly didn't speak.
I think a threesome? No. I would rather have my spouse one-on-one, no interruptions, no nothing.
Yeah.
I don't want that woman knocking on my door, or I'll need that man saying, yo, where's your wife?
Hi, Rita.
And truth or lie, I'd rather take the truth, because when I find out and it's not from you, I'm beating both asses.
Right.
Ooh, snappers.
That's my
right
one
now.
For them.
So much
fire.
Sorry, you
sticking
to it.
Yeah.
My final thought. First of all, I want to thank all the callers and the listeners. Selena, Mike, Shelly, Kia, Rita, LJ, Kenny, and Casey. Thanks for calling and joining in.
I didn't hear you say Mike.
Mike, thank you for calling in.
And Mike.
Mike, you came. You were the second name that I mentioned. Selena, Mike, Shelly, Kia, Rita, LJ, Kenny, Casey. Thank you all for calling into the show, and thank you all the listeners. My final thought, the threesome, to each his own. As far as truth or a lie, I'm a firm believer in honesty is the best policy, and that's what it is.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mine, the hell with it all. Okay. I just told y'all my story. I'm sticking to it. I ain't saying no more. The truth.
Why not?
Man. I'm too old to be going to jail. Then I'm going to have to turn gay and shit because. I'm going to either die in jail or get beat the hell up, so no.
But you're going to be bisexual.
We're going to have to talk.
Yeah,
what?
I heard that. I heard
what?
That.
We ain't doing
that's
no
what I'm talking about, Kenny.
We're not doing no threesome, Kenny, because you don't get it together. You ain't got it together yet.
Wait, but keep in mind, Kenny almost 50. This
stuff ain't gonna be working after a while. You need some Viagra.
They still sell Viagra, so
well,
he might be
right. Not even right.
Because I'm talking to you.
That's not even right. That's not even right.
You
can
walk in here and put a wig on. You know, put a wig on or something. You know,
but anyway, everyone, callers, listeners, my other host, it was a great show.
Great show.
I want to thank you all, but most of all, I want to thank the man up above. Make sure that you tune in next week. Same time, same place. And it gets juicier every week, so make sure that you tune in. And again, like I said, on Friday, make sure that you tune in from 6 to 9 with your host, Rich Money, which is going to be a banger as well. Sundays, a spiritual Sunday, 7 to 9, with Lavina Polite, her co-host, Pastor Teresa Sanders. Monday, Love, Lies, and Loyalty, 7 to 9, with Steph Dallas. And after that, Monday as well, Relations, Lies, and Deceit, 9 to 10, Dr. Feelgood. Tuesdays, GPS Sports, where they really go in, 8 to 10 with the mayor. And, of course, you know, Wednesdays is the Diva Squad only. We want to wish you a blessed week and keep it going and be blessed. We're going to close it out with Miguel, his new single, Do You.
Good night. Good night.
Good night, everyone.